biggest thing and the biggest takeaway is keep in mind that there is a hybrid kind of way of building websites now. It's not just a website anymore. It's not just an informational website. It's not just a membership site. It's not just an e-commerce site. It doesn't just generate leads. It doesn't just, you know, position you as an authority. There is a hybrid of all these different things. So you want to try to keep that in mind, because when you're very clear on what your goal and your purpose is for your marketing, for your website, it helps you to be so much more successful, because you know what platforms to use, what platforms to stay away from, and how exactly to build your website.
You're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk-taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CEO Chat, powered by CBNation.co and Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your website design, SEO, and digital marketing needs. And this is talk number 4 in a series that will be the You Are a Media Company course that's going to go live at the end of the month. Now, the next 4 editions are actually going to focus on the website, but overall, I've already spoken a lot about the introductory things that you want to do when you're thinking about marketing. And this section is going, these next couple of chats are going to focus specifically just on the website to kind of get an idea of like why exactly it's important. And today I'm going to speak about the website, and I'll cover exactly like what a website is, the parts of the website that you might be familiar with, and why for a majority of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, I think it's the foundation of your digital marketing strategy. It's not the case for every person, and I think it's very, very important that you have a clear strategy, which is why I discussed that kind of before in the other chats. But I think for most entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs, you're going to definitely want to focus on the website. It's going to be something that's insanely important to the success of your overall marketing strategy, and especially your digital marketing strategy. And this is starting to evolve, which I will speak more about in an upcoming chat about, you know, the importance of the website and what role that it plays. But it's still kind of commonly referred to as your digital storefront. If anybody wants to do business with you, more than likely they're going to go to your website, they're going to Google your name, and if it's well optimized, you know, your website's going to show up first. Of course, it always depends, but it's just something you want to try to keep in mind. And the reason that I'm really bullish on the website, and probably always will be, is because you kind of own that platform more than you own any other platform. So different social media sites like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you don't necessarily own those platforms. And while they can definitely be a method by which can provide the foundation for your digital marketing strategy, you still want to try to keep in mind that your website does play a huge part. And if at all possible, if there was a pick between the two, you definitely want to draw people back to your website again, because you kind of own that platform. So just kind of get everything started, I wanted to define a website, exactly what it is. I looked it up online, and the dictionary definition that I got was, a website is a connected group of pages on the World Wide Web regarded as a single entity, usually maintained by one person or organization and devoted to a single topic or several closely related topics. Now, I'm not sure if that made perfect sense, but really think of your website is whenever you type something in a browser, whether you're using Google Chrome, Internet Explorer, Firefox. You literally type that in. What comes up is going to be your website. When you're searching for something, think of those as like different opportunities for you in different sites that people are finding. So you just want to try to keep that in mind about what exactly a website is. And again, you know, it's your digital storefront. I see it as a way to kind of combine a lot of efforts that you might have, especially in your digital marketing strategy. So just keep in mind that if you have like a Facebook page and you have blog posts and you also have a newsletter that you send out on a regular basis, one of the things that entrepreneurs and business owners might struggle with is figuring out exactly how to bring all that together. And while you may be able to do that to some degree on a Facebook page or Instagram, where you're able to have different links, or now, you know, with the modification, you're able to have kind of different stories that you're able to show, you know, different aspects of what it is that you do. Still, I feel like because of the control piece, your website is one of the best ways to do it as a quote unquote fully developed landing page, where you can basically have it be the foundation of everything that you're doing from a marketing standpoint. And now, two other definitions that I wanted to kind of touch on. And I definitely, you know, don't hope to talk too much about, you know, the technical parts of a website. We want to get right into like what's a website and why it's important. But you want to keep in mind that there's two terms that are kind of used interchangeably. And those two terms are website designer and web developer. Generally speaking, your website designer, you want to think about as a kind of like a graphic designer that does websites. So if somebody's got that's going to focus on the front end of your website, so they understand exactly how something functions and looks, and they basically make it pretty for you, or they make the design really, really nice. But they may not necessarily have the back end, which is the web developer part, where you actually want to make sure that something functions with something else. So it might be two different systems or programs that are going to be working together interchangeably, or it might be making sure that something actually works when you fill out a form on a website. You know, a designer can make it look really, really nice, but a developer might be the one that actually gets it to function in the way that you want it to. So it just kind of depends, but you know, there's this term called, you know, full stack, meaning full stack developer, meaning that somebody that does kind of both the front end and back end. And what you really want to try to keep in mind is that's kind of where everything's moving, because of the importance of making sure something is functional but also looks good is kind of like where everything is moving. If you don't already know that, I just actually heard a talk where a renowned professor in engineering was talking about the exact same thing, where it's no longer development and designing as two separate entities. Really, it's all in one, and they're starting to teach that. And again, you want to try to keep that in mind. Full stack is definitely, you know, what you want to look for, somebody that is able to not only make sure that it's functional, but make sure that it looks good, because these are not two separate entities anymore. Everything is kind of intertwined. So, and the final part is, you know, you want to understand the parts of the website. So you get your domain name. So that's basically going to be your www.whateveritis, blue16media.com, ceoblognation.com, cbnation.co. If you are a yoga company, maybe in the Alexandria area, maybe you get the domain yogaalexandria.com. Maybe you are a fitness instructor or personal trainer in California, so you get personaltrainercali.com. That's your domain. And what you need once you have your domain is you have to get hosting or server. Sometimes that's used interchangeably. But the idea is you get hosting, because what you want to do is you get your website files, and that could be however you want to build your website, which I'll talk about in a little bit. And you want to have a place for you to save that. So you definitely want to look at this and visualize this just as like your computer. Wherever you save files, you have to have a place to save it on your hard drive. You want to think about your website the exact same way, except you're saving it essentially in the cloud, for lack of a better term, but you're actually saving it on the hosting or on the server that you're using. So those are kind of the three parts you want to touch base and kind of understand, because you want to know that your hosting and your domain name and sometimes how your website built can be three different places, but more times than not, you have one person that handles all of those things. But you just want to try to keep that in mind, you know, when you're building your website. And, you know, I always hear like there's so many different ways to build the website, and there's people that are pro this and pro that. But there's a multitude of ways that you can kind of build your website. There's WordPress. WordPress in and of itself has two different versions. WordPress.org is the actual software that you use to build the site. And then WordPress also has a website builder. And that's when you go to WordPress.com. There's Squarespace. There's Weebly, Shopify, Joomla, Drupal. You have an HTML website. There's a lot of different ways to build websites. And these are not all the ways, but they're just some of the ways. And a lot of these offshoots that come about are usually built in some type of language related to one of these kind of big platforms. But usually the way that I define it is you have essentially what are your website builders, which are usually simple to use, but generally speaking, they're a little bit more limited in how you can actually control the aspects of your website. So think of your website builders as your WordPress.com. Again, it's WordPress.com. It's not the software, but it's WordPress.com, which can get confusing. You're thinking about Squarespace, Weebly, Wix, even Shopify. Shopify is definitely geared more towards the e-commerce platform, but again, it's a website builder. Whereas you have these things called content management systems or CMS tools that are kind of a step above that, because you have usually a little bit more freedom as far as building your website, and you probably want to either have some know-how or be able to research and be comfortable taking the time to research, or of course you can find somebody to help you out with that. And then you have your purely custom, which kind of has a gray area, because sometimes they're built on a specific platform, but you can get some, you can build websites that have, that are purely code that you might need somebody to go through and update for you. So that might be, you know, an HTML website where, you know, that's completely built on code. It might be super quick, super fast, but you might need somebody that really knows what they're doing in order for you to build that. So, you know, those are a lot of different ways for you to build the website. Again, you know, usually you want to speak with somebody that has a good idea about like all these different opportunities out there, so that they can kind of put you in the right place. Often most developers or designers have something that they're comfortable with. And often I find like a lot of designers usually are more comfortable with some of the website builders, just because it doesn't require the developer piece. So usually they're more comfortable with that. Whereas with developers, they might want to use something like a Drupal, sometimes even a WordPress.org, and that, or Joomla. And that's largely because it usually gives you a lot more opportunity to grow with the business if you want to add certain bells and whistles later on down the line. So it just kind of depends on what it is that you're looking for. And then that's one of the big reasons that I touched on in the very beginning, of making sure you're very clear about what your goal is for your website, so that when you make this decision, you kind of understand that this person knows about this, so I'm going to choose them, or this platform can do this and it can't do this, so I'm going to do that. And it also gives you an idea that you can always grow, you know, with your website. And one of the reasons we are very pro WordPress is because it provides a lot of opportunities for you to kind of grow and expand. And I'm actually going to have a talk within these next four editions that's going to focus specifically on WordPress and the importance that it plays in kind of like the website world. So I figured out, you know, exactly like what a website is, you know, what all the different opportunities are out there for a website. And really what I wanted to touch on next was the different types of websites. And again, you know, you want to have an idea of like what your marketing goal is, because this is where you don't want to start. Because if you start here, you'll probably be overwhelmed, because you'll just say, I want my website to do all 10. Well, I'm just going to talk about 6 things, but it could be 10 things that you want your website to do. But you want to try to keep in mind that when you have your focus and your goal of what it is you want to accomplish from a marketing standpoint, you get to pick and choose kind of like what opportunities and what ways you want to try to build your website, what reason you want to build your website. So the very first one is an informational website. An informational website is essentially a website that provides information. So that information could be related to a topic that you're an expert about. So maybe you are an expert or consultant, and you want to be the go-to person, and you want your website to be the go-to place for people to find out information about that. But it might also be informational from the sense of you being an expert and you want to showcase exactly who you are and what you're able to do. And I'm going to touch a little bit more on that for the reasons for a website, but keep in mind, it might be a glossier or a prettier or a fancier resume or a LinkedIn account or a LinkedIn profile, I should say, because what it does is it's providing information. So again, that's going to be very important, because it's going to showcase and show it and highlight information from a different way than these other websites definitely would. The next thing, number 2, is going to be an e-commerce website. Now, there's different levels within the e-commerce website, but you really want to think the most popular one is Amazon. But you want to see Amazon in and of itself has different versions of an e-commerce website. So, of course, you can go to Amazon and you can literally go and buy, you know, the services or buy the products that you're looking for. Or now you can actually get services as well. And you can basically pay for that. You buy it directly from Amazon and Amazon will ship it out to you. But now, you know, over the years, Amazon has added opportunities for people to go and create their own stores within Amazon, and that you're basically not buying from Amazon. You're buying from a buyer or a seller that is selling on Amazon. So that's kind of a unique wrinkle. But again, it's e-commerce. And it's an e-commerce platform and e-commerce store. So you want to try to keep that in mind. If you're looking to try to buy and sell specific products that you have, and maybe even services, because sometimes some of the executed businesses that are service-based businesses kind of act like and conduct themselves as products that they're buying or selling. But you just want to try to keep that in mind. So that's going to allow you the opportunity to kind of showcase your services where you may not showcase as much information initially. So these are just different things from a design standpoint that you might do. The next thing is your membership site. So you really want to think of your membership site as a way that you can, again, potentially provide information, or maybe you're providing some type of connections, or there's probably some reason for your membership site. But you can only access that membership site if you are a member of whatever service. So you see this a lot with, especially like health and wellness type practitioners, and might be a health coach that has some information that they're only giving away to their members, and they charge a specific site. So it's kind of, if you think about it from the thing I just talked about before, the e-commerce piece, it's kind of like a hybrid between the two. But the difference is that you want some of your information hidden, and maybe how you build your website will be completely different, because maybe you show some information, but you don't show it all. Maybe you give a teaser on some things, but you don't necessarily give away everything that the membership site is on, because you want people to sign up for maybe a reoccurring cost, or maybe it's a course that is, you know, 8 weeks that you want people to sign up for. But the idea is you want people to become a member of your site. So it's going to have an entirely, or it should have an entirely different look and feel than like an e-commerce site or an informational website. However, you know, you can, you know, of course, add those different pieces in. The next thing is going to be your landing pages. Now, this is big because usually a lot of people will do different types of advertising and they'll draw people directly to their website. And usually their website is built for one of the, you know, three things that I spoke about, or there's another that I'm going to speak about in a little bit later. But your landing page kind of is super simplified in the sense that whatever you're drawing people to that landing page for, people will not get distracted by anything else. So anytime you're doing any type of advertising, it might be Facebook ads, it might be Google ads, the idea is that you're drawing people to a page, and on that page, they only have one option, either to take action with whatever it is your call to action was, if that was well built and well explained, or they're just going to leave. Those are really well-built landing pages because they make it kind of simple for the person to make a decision about what it is that they want to do whenever they're going from your advertising or whatever it is you're drawing people from to whatever it is that you want them to do. Now, the reason that you want it super simplified is because there's this idea and this concept of A/B testing, which essentially means that you're testing out what works and what doesn't. Is it the picture that resonates with people, or is it the text? And there's so many different variables in a landing page that you can try to tweak to see if it helps you to get better ROI for the investment that you're making. However, if you have a website that is, for instance, an informational website, and you don't have that well, and it's a super complex website, there's, I won't say way too many variables, but there's going to be a lot of variables which are going to stop you from being successful and being able to understand what's working and what's not. So that's the big reason, you know, for the landing page. And next up, you have a functional website. Your functional website can kind of serve a lot of different purposes. And this is kind of where you get that difference between a developer and a designer. Of course, you want a designer because you want it to look nice. But when you start getting to functional websites, which the membership site could fall under depending on what the function is, but I put that into something separate because a functional website usually serves a very, very specific type of purpose, and it might have something that you wanted to do from a functionality standpoint. So, you know, you want to think of this like a, you know, social media site, maybe to some degree like a dating site. But the idea is that it serves this very specific purpose. It's not just you become a member and then you get access to the information. It's you become a member and then you have some complex algorithm that might be built into the website on the back end. And then once that complex input or whatever it is that you fill out as far as a form or whatever that might be returns a certain result. So I use the dating website example because often you might put in criteria about whatever it is that you're looking for, and it's going to show you results based off of that. So again, it's kind of a membership site, but it's definitely a lot more functional because it shows you so many different things outside of those different variables. So that's where you definitely want to make sure that you have a developer, and a developer is going to push you towards probably more platforms that are built more for not just, you know, websites, but maybe more software tools. So you really want to try to keep that in mind. Because, you know, these could be, you know, the social media sites, the dating site that I mentioned, this might be a CRM website, that they're a lot more of a hybrid between a website, but also a software tool. So that's really one of the things you want to try to keep in mind. And then, you know, the software tool is its own thing, but again, that kind of falls under a functional website. So it's kind of a part of it, but it's kind of separate. But it's something that I want to try to, you know, keep in mind that these are two different things. But at the same time, there's some overlap. So the reality is that, you know, when you're thinking about these six different things, it may be that you have one common thing that you're focusing on for your website. You have one type of website that you want to do, but there might be other pieces that you add on. For example, you know, a health coach, like I mentioned, might have an informational website to basically show, you know, what it is that they do, but also provide information as far as who they are. But they might want to add an e-commerce store later on. So maybe it's something that you build an e-commerce store later on, and it's not the full focus of the website, but maybe, you know, this coach, this health coach, doesn't necessarily want to have a completely different website. They don't want to create a completely different Shopify website. What they want to do is have it built into their existing website, especially if they built brand awareness and an opportunity through that website. So maybe that's a way for you to add something on, but primarily it's going to be an informational website with e-commerce capability. Or maybe that same health coach has an informational website and then they want to provide members only access to certain people, so they build a membership site. So the thing that I want you to try to keep in mind is, while I explain them in kind of silos, there's definitely overlap between these different opportunities for your website. Now, the last thing that I definitely want to cover was the reasons for a website. So I can't tell you how many times I hear someone say they get a website just because they think that they should have a website. They don't have an idea of like what reason they have a website. They just get a website because they're told that they should have a website. And that's great that that's becoming commonplace, even though there's still a lot of people that do not have a website. But the reality is you don't want to just have a website just to have one. You want to have a website because you have a very specific reason behind that. Now, there's basically six different reasons as well as far as why you should have a website. Those are lead generation, e-commerce, like I mentioned, membership, authority positioning, and credibility, brochure or portfolio, or some combination of all of those things above. So the first thing is lead generation. This is usually the most common reason that people want to have websites. They don't want to have websites just to have them, because you have that maybe annual or monthly bill. So you want it to generate leads for you. The one of the biggest benefits of having a website is that it can provide a 24/7 employee and allows that employee to quote unquote hunt for opportunities while you're asleep, while you eat, while you do all those things. So your website is able to kind of build your visibility as a company, as an organization, but at the same time able to generate leads for you. Now, the big thing you want to try to keep in mind, and I'm going to touch on this in a future talk about the websites, is that just putting up a website does not, I would say 11 out of 10 times will not just provide you opportunities. You have to do some type of marketing on top of your website in order to drive people to it. Just putting it up does not do that. And that does not have to necessarily be purely online. It could be offline. It could be attending networking events, handing out your business card. It could be advertising in like a newspaper or something like that. But whatever it is, you want to try to keep in mind that you want to be able to drive people to your website. And I'm going to touch on that later in one of the future talks. Helping people to buy or sell. I touched on the e-commerce piece. That's number two. So buy or sell, you know, whatever services that you have. So it makes it super simple for you as a business owner to kind of showcase all those different things that you're doing or all those things that you created, and people can go and kind of see and buy and sell exactly what it is that you're looking for. So really think about it from that perspective, where, you know, you might have a lot of things in your storefront that you want to try to get people to buy. What a website provides is an opportunity for people to buy and sell those services without having to necessarily see you face to face, without having to necessarily come to your store. And, you know, you have the opportunity to do it across, you know, the globe, which is huge, of course. Number three, I touched on, you know, the membership site piece. But to delve even deeper, the reason for a website, if you're thinking about building a membership site, is to create some type of exclusivity where people are able to be a part of maybe your community, maybe your tribe, and they're able to sign up to do that. So you provide some type of exclusivity, some exclusive resources, some exclusive information. So the idea is that while you might give away a lot of free information, while you might do a podcast completely for free, you might have some premium content that you offer, you know, on your membership site where you have people subscribe to do that. So the idea is, you know, you create a website because you're giving out so much free information, maybe on your LinkedIn, maybe on you know, maybe you created a blog post on the Mind Body blog or something like that, or some other third party blog to help out your business. But the idea is that you want to be able to have some exclusivity. You want to be able to maybe potentially generate some revenue in another way. Number four, authority positioning and credibility, especially for your consultants. You're going to see that they sometimes don't want to necessarily generate opportunities and generate leads because they have a very specific person that they're looking for. So, you know, you might do that from a sense of having your language and your text and your images on your website speak to that specific audience, and it could help generate leads that way. Or maybe, you know, you are more of a one-man band and or one-woman band, and you just literally want to go to your networking event, you want to hand out your business cards, and you want them to really want to do business with you when they go to your website. And that's one of the big things that I see it a lot with consultants, where they don't necessarily want their website to quote unquote hunt for them, but they want their website to basically solidify everything that they've kind of put forth in a conversation they had with a potential client, because that potential client will go to your website to see like who exactly they're doing business with. And if your website is not up to par, it can make or break that opportunity. So again, you know, authority positioning, credibility, having your achievements, having, you know, some of the great things and testimonials people are saying about you are great ways to kind of build your authority, but also build your credibility, so that when you do meet that person and when you do have that conversation, your website essentially can close that deal for you. And the next thing is brochure and portfolio. So this kind of is in line with the authority positioning, because if, for example, you are a photographer, maybe you want to use your website specifically as a way to build your authority, but it build it in a different way than a consultant. Maybe you're going to have a showing of all the images that you've done at a wedding, or maybe it is at a commercial business that you worked with and provided headshots. So these are just different ways. Again, it kind of ties in with the authority positioning, but keep in mind it could be a brochure or portfolio of all the great things that you've done. Again, it builds your authority, builds your credibility, but it does it in a different way than kind of the consultant might do, whereas it's very visually or aesthetically pleasing. If you're doing video, then you'll definitely see videos as well too, but just a way to again kind of solidify what it is that you're doing and showcase all the work that you've done. So if somebody wants to see, like, you know, show me some of the work that you've done, rather than, you know, go to your computer, send out an email to this YouTube page and this Vimeo account, or, you know, this picture that you did or a photo shoot that you had, you basically say, hey, go to my website, click here, you'll see everything that we've done. So again, saves time, saves opportunity, and also builds your credibility. And the last thing, which is not really a thing, but it's a combination of all the above. I talked about it as far as the types of websites. Again, the reasons for the website can be, you know, the exact same thing, but you really want to make sure that you're really, really clear on what your primary focus for the website is, because it will get extremely overwhelming if you try to be all these things at the exact same time. Now, a lot of people will have different websites that serve different purposes. They'll have different domains that serve different purposes, and I'll touch on that, you know, especially when I talk about, you know, the best practices. But you want to try to, you know, get really, really clear and have a primary reason for why you're building your website. Just ask yourself, you know, what's the reason for your website? So, you know, just to give you an idea, you know, a personal trainer might want to have very, very high quality images, but if it takes forever to load and that personal trainer wants to show up and have their website be a lead generation opportunity, that's inconsistent with what it is that they hope to do. So you want to have somebody go and compress your images so that it loads faster and probably optimize, you know, a lot of the, depending on how the website's built, you want that to be optimized as well too. Or maybe you're trying to show people, or maybe you have a newer type business and you want to show up for some very, very competitive words, but you only put up a landing page. And, you know, that, again, is inconsistent if you're trying to generate leads or opportunities, because what you really hope to do is to have that website hunt for you. And from, you know, an SEO perspective and, you know, potentially other perspectives, you know, people are not going to find your website more than likely if it is just a landing page. So that's, you know, again, trying to understand the consistency with those two things, because if you decide that you want an e-commerce website, but at the same time, you want to build your authority positioning, that might not be consistent if those are both your primary reasons for having a website. So it's very important that you get really clear on that, get really clear on what your primary goal is, which is why, you know, I talked about all these exercises before. And that's basically it. I mean, the bottom line is that you definitely want to make sure that you understand exactly like all the opportunities out here for you to develop your website and to build that, you know, digital storefront. As I talked about before, there's loads of great information online. There's lots and lots of ways for you to build your website, but you just want to make sure that you talk with somebody that's knowledgeable. If I could recommend, you know, a book, something on our CEO bookshelf, we got a book called The Buyer's Guide to Websites by Drew Barton. I definitely recommend that you check that out. That's an awesome book and an awesome read, because it provides loads of information about, you know, all that website, all the parts of a website, even deeper than what I just touched on, and how you can kind of go through that process so that you can kind of reach the goals that you want to reach. But again, I'm going to talk more about the website. You just want to try to keep in mind these are all the different opportunities for there, for your website and for you to kind of build your website. But the biggest thing and the biggest takeaway is keep in mind that there is a hybrid kind of way of building websites now. It's not just a website anymore. It's not just an informational website. It's not just a membership site. It's not just an e-commerce site. It doesn't just generate leads. It doesn't just, you know, position you as an authority. There is a hybrid of all these different things. So you want to try to keep that in mind, because when you're very clear on what your goal and your purpose is for your marketing, for your website, it helps you to be so much more successful, because you know what platforms to use, what platforms to stay away from, and how exactly to build your website. But this is Gresh, and I'm signing out. Again, you want to go to youareamedia.company if you want to sign up for our course when it goes live. But as you know, I will be talking for the rest of the year about all these pieces of the You Are a Media Company course.